Anne's out in Big Sky Country in Montana listening on KBLL. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I have this tub, turn of the century, that's from 1899 to 1900. Old tub that has a pedestal under it rather than claw feet. Okay. And the outside of the tub, it's been outside in my backyard for 3 years, and the outside of the tub has rust spots on it, and the pedestal, the inside of the pedestal is totally rusty, and the outside has rust as well and old paint and stuff, and I'm putting it on a brand new white tiled floor, and I don't want the rust to get onto the floor, and I want to know how to get it painted and get it cleaned up and painted so that it looks decent in my new bathroom.
So basically, you want to stop the rust from coming through the feet or the bottom of the pedestal onto the floor.
Well, and also, it sounds like the whole item needs to be recast. You know, when you're dealing with a cast iron tub, all of the finishes are baked on. So it's probably, you know, best to have it professionally done and have it completely re-enameled.
That would be great, but it weighs 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know. We know. But the enameling kits that you can do yourself are just not nearly as effective. Think of them as a glorified paint job for your tub, and with something that's as gorgeous as that, that might be something that you want to have done professionally. Now, if you're simply just trying to reinstall it without worrying about transferring this rust, you might want to think about a material that you could put between the pedestal and the floor to sort of stop any rust from coming through that area.
Like a membrane or...
Yeah, think of like a rubber... Like a piece of rubber roofing material that was cut flush with the bottom of the pedestal so it didn't really show, but it would prevent any contact so then any rust couldn't come through. All right, Ann, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Oh, I'm so jealous. All I want is a bathtub where I can sink in and get all cozy.
My problem is that when I sink into the bathtub, all the water leaves.
You know, it's like our bathtub is so shallow that to even like remotely get yourself in there, it's just this acrobatic act. So it's like I never take a bath. Thank goodness I'm on the road as often as I am because I get to see a variety of bathtubs at many hotels. But
you know what the secret is? You have to buy like a two-person bathtub if you want one for yourself. It's like buying tents. If you buy a one-person tent, you can't fit in it. If you buy a two-person tent, it's perfect for you and your
cat. My dream is a clawfoot tub, but I've heard that our floor joists run the wrong way, so it won't support the weight of such a hefty tub.
I don't think that's true. I think if you distribute the weight properly, you could do fine. Even if you need a little floor reinforcement, you could brace it up from the underside.
All right, well, when Ed and I want to stay in your house while our bathroom's redone, you'll have to allow us in the guest room.
So that you don't end up with like a real-life version of the money pit where the tub
falls through
the floor?
All we have is one bathroom.
All right, well, we'll work on that.